Shkalim Perek Ches, Mishnah Gimel 8:3. In the previous Mishnah, we said that if one finds a utensil in Yerushalayim, he can assume under normal circumstances that the utensil is Tahor. Nevertheless, our Mishnah will talk about one who finds a knife in Jerusalem. The knife has no simanim, so he can keep it, and he intends to use this knife for shechting his Korban Pesach. So even though we said under normal circumstances you find the utensil, you assume it's Tahor, if we're talking about a knife to be used on Kodshim, since Kodshim, sacrificial meat and sacrifices themselves, certainly we want to keep extra stringencies to make sure they stay totally tahor, and therefore we're going to be strict with such a knife. So the Mishnah says, Sakin shenimtzes barbasar, if one finds a knife, and again, you have to remember the time of the Mishnah, they didn't use knives as part of their cutlery at the table. They had a small number of knives, maybe one knife, which was used for, you know, butchering activities, and then they would use essentially their hands for eating. Okay, so when you say we find a knife, we don't mean a butter knife. We mean a proper knife. That's not a knife. We need a real knife that would be used for shechita. And therefore, he finds this knife on the 14th. Shochet ba miyad. He can use this knife immediately, meaning he can shecht his Korban Pesach on the 14th with the knife that he found. Again, assuming there's no samanim, and we're putting aside the issues of Hashavas Aveda. So the point of the Mishnah is that I just got finished saying that we're going to be strict and when it comes to knives, but any knife you find in Jerusalem on the 14th of Nisan can be presumed to belong to someone who intended to use it to shecht his Korban Pesach. And if the knife had been tame, so then already the person who intends to shecht on the 14th must have put that knife into a mikvah on the 13th at the latest. The reason why is because when you immerse the utensil, so for the rest of the day until nightfall, the utensil is still a tavul yom, it still has some residual tuma status, and that would be enough to invalidate the korban. And so therefore, he certainly put this knife in the mikvah on the 13th so that he could use it for shechit on the 14th, which is the day that everyone does their shechting of their korban Pesach. And no, there's no reasonable assumption that this knife was lost, you know, before the 13th, before he had the chance to put it into the mikvah, because, and rather we assume it definitely was lost on the 14th, because since the streets of Jerusalem were totally packed come Erev Pesach. Remember, the walls of Jerusalem are pretty a small, confined space, and all the Jews who are coming for Lila Regal, they're all staying inside the walls of Jerusalem, so the streets are packed, everything's totally crowded, and therefore there's no way that knives are getting dropped and not noticed for days on end. So therefore, the Mishnah's point is, since the person who was going to use this knife was intending to shecht this Korban Pesach, and for sure he would have immersed on the 13th, therefore on the 14th it's Tahor, any day, any time on the 14th, whenever it was lost. And therefore, a person can use that knife to shecht his Pesach on the 14th. B'shlosha asar, however, if he finds the knife on the 13th of Nisan, so then there's no reason to assume it was for sure immersed yet. Maybe he was planning on immersing it later that day into the mikvah. And because it's a knife used for sacrificial activity, we're going to be very strict and assume maybe it's tamei. And therefore, the Mishnah says, shone umadbil. He should put it in the mikvah again. That word again perhaps is a little bit redundant. The point is that the word shoneh, like the word mishnah, to repeat, do it again, repeat and put in the mikvah, even though it probably had been immersed before and was tahor, but just in case, we're going to be strict and put in the mikvah to make sure it's tahor. When he have nightfall, it'll be totally tahor. So then on the 14th, he'll be able to shecht his korban pesach without any questions of his knife having been tamei. Now, what about a kofitz? A kofitz is a cleaver. And the point of a cleaver is that you are not normally using it to slaughter animals, but rather to butcher them. And the cleaver is a nice, kind of a big, when you think of a butcher knife, you think of a cleaver. It's like kind of like a rectangular, heavy blade. And it's used to chop through bones. That's why you use a cleaver. Now, you're not allowed to chop the bones of a Korban Pesach. There's an Isser Doraisa of Shviras Etzma, breaking the bones of a Korban Pesach. So no cleavers to butcher up Korban Pesach. They're eaten like whole off the bone. And therefore, if you find a cleaver, you have to be concerned that the person who lost it wasn't planning on using it for his Korban Pesach at all, but rather for his Korban Chagiga. You'll recall that in normal circumstances, along with the Korban Pesach, you also bring the Chagiga, which is offered on the 14th, so that at dinner at the Pesach Seder, you'll have two animals to eat from. One will be, and the first one to eat from is the Chagiga you brought on the 14th, and the second one is the Korban Pesach. And that is to fulfill the requirement for the Korban Pesach to be eaten al hasova, when you're really not really hungry, and you're sort of not eating it just because you're desperately hungry to eat food, but rather you're eating like royalty when you're eating it to enjoy the meat. And that being case, under normal circumstances, you would have the Chagiga first, followed by the Korban Pesach. That's why in our 21st century Pesach Seder, we have both the shank bone on the Seder plate as well as the egg. The shank bone is a zecher, a remembrance to the Korban Pesach. That egg, a symbol of mourning, is the Korban Chagiga that we would eat first. And indeed, some have the custom, many have the custom, of eating an egg dipped in salt water, a remembrance to the fact that we are not having a Chagiga tonight and we're mourning the loss of the Beis Hamikdash on some level. So, that being the case, v'kofetz, if a person finds a cleaver, bein bezeh u bein bezeh, whether he finds it on the 14th or even the 13th, shona umatil, he must put in the mikvah, perhaps again. Why is the din different for kofetz? Since this cleaver was probably not intended to be used until the night of the 15th, when he's chopping up his chagiga to portion out to his friends and family at the Pesach Seder. So even if he would put it in the mikvah on the 14th, by the time he comes around to chopping that chagiga, nightfall will have fallen. And therefore, even if it had been a tful yom, had been immersed on the day of the 14th, it would be tahor and okay for use on the sacrificial meat on the 15th. And therefore, if you find the cleaver on the 14th, you can't assume it already went to the mikvah on the 13th. Maybe he was waiting until the 14th to put it in the mikvah. And in the meantime, he lost it, and that's when he found it, and therefore it has to go to the mikvah yet again. Says the Mishnah further, Chalar ba'asar liyos b'Shabbos. Now, if the 14th, the day in which you bring the Korban Pesach, falls out on a Shabbos, so the din will be shochet ba miyad, you can use it to shecht with immediately. What's the it of that sentence? So actually there's two pshatim here. Some learn we're talking about a knife, and some learn we're talking about a cleaver. If we're learning it's talking about a knife, the pshat is that this is really redundant. We already said if you find a knife on the 14th, you can use it. And why then would we have to mention again that you can rely on the knife that's found on the 14th to be tahor on Shabbos? The reason why is because the stakes are a little bit higher on Shabbos, because if it turns out you used an invalid knife that was tamei to shecht your Korban Pesach, not only will your Korban Pesach be tamei, which is bad enough, but you'll also have done a chil Shabbos, an invalid shechita on Shabbos, which is aser medoraisa, and chil Shabbos is serious business. And since you might have thought that out of concern of the double whammy of not having a kosher Pesach and worse, having mechal Shabbos, that we would not let you use a not certainly toivled knife? The answer is no. It certainly was toivled, and you can rely on that. According to the pshat that we're talking here about a cleaver, it is a little peculiar that you're using a cleaver to do shechita, but nevertheless, you certainly could use a cleaver as a cutting edge, and therefore, we're saying here that you could use a cleaver, and the point is that although we said if you find a cleaver on the 14th, it has to go in the mikvah, but if the 14th is a Shabbos, since everyone knows you can't do tevilas kelim on Shabbos, it's iser derabanan, it's mechzika mesach, looks like you're fixing the kli, and therefore you must have put the cleaver, if it had been tamei, into mikvah on the 13th before Shabbos came in. So for sure now on the 14th, whoever's planning on using this cleaver for whatever they're planning using it for at the Seder would already have put it in the mikvah before Shabbos, and therefore you can use it for Shechitas HaPesach on the 14th immediately. B'chamisha asar, if you find, again, knife or cleaver split in the Mefarshim, Shochet Bamiyad, you can use it immediately, and this is straightforward enough, because whether you're talking about knives or cleavers, once you're talking about the holiday and the 15th is Pesach proper, everyone knows you can't put stuff in the mikvah. You're not allowed to do that anymore, just like Shabbos. And therefore, everyone can assume that whatever they found, knives and cleavers, are all tahor. Finally, nimtzes keshura l'sakin. If you find it, a cleaver, says the Bartanura, you find a cleaver that's under like a ring, let's say, that's attached to a knife. Harezu k'sakin, it has a status like the knife. What's this talking about? So we said in the Mishnah up to now, if you find a knife on the 14th, it doesn't need tevila. If you find a cleaver on the 14th, it does need tevila. We're not talking about Shabbos. So the Mishnah here is saying, if you find a cleaver on the 14th and it's not Shabbos, although normally cleavers on the 14th do need tevila, if it's on a ring attached to a knife, so then it won't need tevila, because you can safely assume that if it needed tevila, the guy would have put his knife in the mikvah and the cleaver along with it, and therefore the cleaver had been toiled by now, and therefore you can use the cleaver when you find it on the 14th, as is.